Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Yes, this was an exciting week. The S&P was off 0.3%. NASDAQ had a big drop and came back. It was off 0.7% for the week. And the 10-year Treasury finished at 1.57%. Oil still over $80 a barrel. So what happened this past week? This was an interesting week. We had the coming out of the weekend, the stimulus bill. I'll talk about that in a minute. What does it mean for you and the markets? But, you know, it seemed like things were going to be going the right direction. And then the next thing, you know, Wednesday came around and boom, stocks had a big drop. And so most of the media, I get this all the time. I just heard on CNBC, da, da, da. I said, stop watching that stuff. I mean, I can just tell you from doing TV, you have a very limited amount of time to talk. And it's all about what you say, how you say it, and when you say it. Think about that. It's causing you reactions. So stop looking at that. Here's what they didn't tell you, because I kept watching. Most of the financial media said that Wednesday's drop in stocks was the result of that hot consumer price index report. But that's not why the market dropped. The market dropped because yields, particularly on the 10-year Treasury, rose so quickly in the afternoon right after that report. That's why. And as you know from listening to this show, because you're a student of the market like I am, when rates rise, who gets whacked first? Come on. Technology stocks. We've been talking about this for years. It's like a seesaw. When one goes up, the other goes down. It's just that simple. Don't try and fight it. Just the way it goes. So the consumer price inflation report caused the dollar to basically surge. And it hit a 2021 high, while the 10-year Treasury yield jumped big time. And the combination of that caused the 30-year Treasury auction to basically get out of control. To understand what's going on, I'm going to try and make this simple for you, because this is complicated stuff. This starts to move quickly, fast, and you're going, what's going on? Just to figure it out, because you wonder, is this it? Is this the moment we need to get super defensive and sell some stuff? At least that's the way I'm thinking. So to understand what sent the dollar higher, what sent the 10-year yield higher, you have to look at the Fed fund futures market. And here's what it said. Prior to Wednesday, the Fed fund futures had a June 22 rate hike at a 40% chance. When Wednesday's CPI report came out, immediately that index jumped to a 70% chance. So you went from a 40% to a 70% just like that. Well, that change combined with the surge in inflation, and I'm going to talk about inflation in a minute, that sent the dollar higher. It was just that simple. And then you added to that the horrible. This was one of the worst 30-year Treasury auctions I've seen in a very, very long time. And what I'm talking about there is when they issue 30-year Treasuries to the public to buy, you usually see the gap at about 1 basis point. Now, just to give you an idea of what a basis point is, 1 basis point is 1% of 1%. So 0.01, like a penny, think about it like this, like a dollar. If you have a dollar, that's 100 basis points. If you have a penny, that's 1 point. So the difference between that is 99, right? That's right. Okay, well, usually you see 1 penny as the trading difference between the 30-year when it gets issued and then starts selling, because there's so much interest in buying our debt because everyone loves us around the world because we pay more than everybody else. But because of everything I just said, get this, 6 times was the number. It was a 6 basis point gap. Now, you may not say, well, 6 cents is not a lot, but it is. If it's usually a cent and then all of a sudden it jumps to 6 cents and very little interest in buying our 30-year debt, well, guess what? That's bad. And that's what happened. That was it. Period. End of story. So as I've been saying, the decline in yields the past couple of weeks, which caused tech to rally, quickly unwound. And that's what caused the markets to move. It was just that simple. So we got to keep focusing on inflation. Now let me turn to that, because you cannot ignore inflation. It's hot. And I'm seeing this in the producer price index report we saw this week and the consumer price index report. To give you an idea, the CPI, which is the consumer price index, came in at 6.2% year over year. It's usually around 2. Yeah. So this is the highest level we've seen since 1990. 30 years. The PPI, again, the producer price index, this is amazing. This was 8.6%. And that's the highest we've seen since coming out of the Great Recession of 2008. So these sort of numbers in inflation, you have to start wondering, is this a transitory inflation, meaning it's going to unwind itself, fix itself in the next coming months? Or is it going to be stickier? Are we going to be stuck with this stuff longer, which is not good? What's driving inflation right now? It's the combination of super strong demand, I want tires by Wednesday, and there's no supply, folks. And if you want it, there's a gap. You see all those container ships sitting in the bay right now? Go look out there. I have never seen so many ships just sitting around. In fact, they're leaving, going all the way down to Central America, going through the Panama Canal, and then going to Florida and dumping there because they've been sitting with this stuff for 3 months. Yeah, I mean, it's just simple stuff, guys. So here's where you're going to see transitory inflation, because that is going to unwind itself, I think, in the next 6 months. And I'm seeing that right now in the auto industry, because as you look at the reports that came out this past couple weeks from the auto industry, they're saying that supply is starting to improve. And as my friend pointed out, you can go buy a brand new truck and you can pay the same as a truck that's like 2 years old. So why would you buy a 2 year old truck? Yeah, exactly. Well, if you can get a new one, of course you're going to buy a new one. The stickier stuff? Well, your housing. You want to build a house right now? Don't do it. That's dumb. You want to rent something new that you're going to live in or occupy as an office? Well, better get ready to pay more. Medical services, they're higher. School, all those poor kids, parents who pay for that stuff. I can't wait. I got 6 more months and I'm done. And then you talk about salary increases. Well, yep, that's all happening. That's sticky stuff. That's going to keep the prices and inflation around for a little while. So where do you put your money when this stuff's going on? That's what you want to know. That's why you're listening to me this morning. What does the Sandman say about my money, my portfolio? What should I be doing right now? I get it. I've been saying the same thing and I'm not changing my tune. So listen up. Rising inflation, rising rates. Check, check. What do you want to own? Value. Cyclicals, they outperform, plain and simple. Financials, banks, energies, industrials, they hold up. You could look at some consumer staples, utilities, and healthcare. Yep, they've lagged, and there may be some opportunity there. Just saying. How about the rest of the world? Yep, emerging markets, commodities, still look pretty good. So I think that given the current situation we're in right now, you're going to see the S&P hold between 4460 and, write it down, 4683. Midpoint level, 4572. Expect more volatility between now and the end of the year. But your support level is at 4460. Now, the infrastructure bill passed. Hoo-ha, right? Everything's great. Market should have rallied. But it didn't. Why? Because it's only a peripheral positive. The size of the spending, $1 trillion, well, it's really $500 billion over 10 years. Yeah, it's going to help some things. But it's not a reason to run out and add infrastructure names to your portfolio. Hear what I just said? If you already owned them, good for you. Sit on it. But if you're going to go run out and buy them right now, I don't recommend it. Next week, important economic data coming will be retail sales and more inflation news, leading economic indicators.
You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.